Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Hotel Mars. Episode N, with Dr. Space himself, David Livingston, my colleague and co-host and friend. And we're headed to the planet Venus. Venus shines in the morning and the evening because it's covered with clouds. But below those clouds is a landscape that describes Hades on Earth. But this is another planet. And to help us, to guide us to Venus, we welcome the PhD candidate Rebecca Hahn. She is a PhD candidate. Her advisor is Paul Byrne, and he is co-author of the new study of the volcanoes of Venus. He's a planetary geologist. This is the Earth Planetary Science Department at Washington University, headed by David Feick. Rebecca, it's wonderful to read all of the attention you and Paul gained with your map of Venus's volcanoes. I had never looked at Venus as more than a thick layer of clouds because, you know, my colleague David Grinspoon introduced me to Venus many decades ago, imagining creatures living in the clouds. But you've gone to the volcanoes themselves. What is your presentation of these volcanoes? What surprised you and what didn't as you were constructing the map? Good evening to you, Rebecca.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me. Hi, John and David. Mainly, I got into looking at Venus, kind of working with my PhD advisor, Paul Byrne. When I was a master's student, I was looking at volcanoes on Earth, and Paul, as a planetary scientist, kind of helped me shift over to Venus. And I happen to have a background in GIS, which is basically a form of mapping, so kind of using a computer software to create maps. And that's how I got into looking at all these volcanoes on Venus. I used the Magellan data set, the Magellan radar data, which is, you know, about 30 years old. It's a radar data set. And I used that to map all the volcanoes on the surface of Venus. And so we ended up with this amazing map. It has about 85,000 features on it that range in size from well over 100 kilometers in diameter to smaller than 5 kilometers in diameter.
85,000. Was that number a surprise? Because it's in all the headlines.
You know, I don't know that it was that surprising. Kind of once you get a hold of the radar data and you zoom in a little bit, you can really see a lot of tiny features on Venus. And I think maybe I didn't think that there would be 85,000, but I knew that there were certainly going to be more than we had previously thought.
David, you have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, since you're working with radar imaging, what do you actually see? What can you do with the radar imaging? And since it's fairly old, is the resolution really good? Or how can you compare it to what we might see as a visual image today?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. The data set is old, so it's about 30 years old, like I said, and the resolution is fairly coarse. So the Magellan, the radar data image that I'm looking at has a resolution of about 75 meters per pixel. So that means each pixel is a square that's basically 75 meters by 75 meters. So that's pretty coarse, especially, you know, when we have things like Google Earth right now, where you can literally zoom in to see like people standing on the streets. So this data set is pretty coarse. And for those of you who have never looked at radar data before, if you were to just kind of Google what a radar image would look like, it kind of looks like a fuzzy TV screen. So it's like a very grayscale image. And it's not a picture in the classical sense of like a picture that you take with a camera, because of course, as John mentioned, the cloud layer on Venus really prevented us from getting a picture of the surface. So instead we used radar beams, which are capable of penetrating that cloud cover, and it produced kind of a picture, a radar image, if you can think of it that way. So it still does kind of look like an image, but it's not a picture in the classical sense. And it can be difficult to look at radar for a long period of time because it's so black and white and grainy. But I think you kind of get used to it. Once people start looking at radar, you get used to what you're looking at.
This is a volcano planet, and it is divided into regions I didn't know, Becca. So we'll go to those regions and ask the differences that you discerned in the volcanoes. They're from 5 kilometers wide to 100 kilometers wide. And the literature that accompanies the articles about your work suggests there could be lots of small ones, but you need better data to discern those. But however, the big regions, Alta Regio, Beta Regio, Ishtar Terra, Aphrodite Terra, and Alpha Regio, as you've told me, they're all named for women because it is Venus. Most striking is Aphrodite Terra and Ishtar Terra. Those look like continents. Are they? And is there an explanation for why the volcanoes thin out on the continents?
Yeah, so Aphrodite Terra and Ishtar Terra are two great examples of sort of continent-like regions on Venus. We don't have compositional data to tell us what these regions are made of, but they, if you look at the global map of Venus, you can see that these areas are kind of have higher topography than the surrounding regions. And you'll also notice if you look at the map that I've sort of, that Paul and I have developed with this research, you'll notice that a lot of volcanoes don't really overlap with Aphrodite and Ishtar Terra. There's not a ton of volcanoes within those regions. And we think that that's probably because that area has a little bit of a thicker crust. And so it might have been harder for volcanoes to sort of spring up in those regions.
What is the rest of the planet? Is that magma? Is it sitting on lava? It's not an ocean. What are they sitting on?
No, yeah. So there's no oceans on Venus. And as far as we can tell, Venus does not have Earth-like plate tectonics. But the surface appears to be fairly young based on the number of craters that we see on the surface, which is only about 1,000. So a lot of the planet is covered in volcanoes. It's also covered in effusive material from volcanoes, or basically just kind of broad areas where you have kind of magma that's filled in places. And then a lot of the planet is kind of lowland areas. So the regions that I've chosen to highlight here on my map were basically to kind of orient you when you're looking at Venus to give you a little bit of geographic context. So I picked these two Ishtar and Aphrodite Terra regions, and then I picked these other regions like Atla, Beta, and Alpha Regio. These areas are, Atla and Beta are kind of areas where there are volcanic rises. And I think Atla Regio in particular is actually where that newer volcano that has evidence of eruption on Venus, it's in that region.
David, you have a question.
Sure. Becca, what is an eruption or a volcano on Venus like? Is it a big, horrible explosion like, say, Vesuvius or Mount St. Helens or some of our other explosive Earth volcanoes? Or what happens to a volcano when it erupts on Venus?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with volcanoes on Earth, you might think of some volcanoes as being extremely sort of when they erupt there, it's a very crazy large eruption. And then we also have volcanoes on Earth like those at Hawaii where the eruption is much more subdued. And that kind of depends on the composition of the magma, sort of the location of the volcano, the amount of volatiles. On Venus, we expect a lot of the eruptions to be more subdued. So the magma is going to kind of dribble out. And because of the intense heat and pressure on Venus, that magma will actually be able to move farther than it would on Earth just because it's so hot there. So we don't expect there to be really explosive eruptions, but we expect more effusive eruptions.
On Earth, a volcano is associated with severe climate change. Over the course of millions of years, volcanoes have been appointed to as a source of human activity or human inactivity. It changes how civilizations have reacted in these last several thousand years because of what it does to the growing season. Do the volcanoes on Venus spew out that amount of cloud of smoke into the atmosphere the way they do on Earth? And does that contribute to the Venus cloud? In other words, are the Venus clouds not a source, not a product of the greenhouse effect, which would be water vapor, but are they the smoke of the volcanoes?
That, I think, is really just another outstanding question we have for Venus, is that is volcanic activity partially contributing to the dense cloud cover that we see on Venus? Certainly, volcanoes do release gases, volatiles, water, carbon dioxide, that could definitely contribute to the atmosphere on Venus. But because we really only have one data point at this time of an eruption on the planet, we don't really know. We don't know yet, but certainly that's something that future missions can address as far as looking more into the cloud deck and the composition of the different cloud layers. And then as we even get more data on the surface of the planet, higher resolution radar data, we'll be able to maybe see other volcanoes that have erupted and what their contributions might have been to the atmosphere.
I see. So those probes that are planned to Venus, one of them into the clouds, that will help you understand what the volcanoes contribute to the Venus atmosphere. Is that correct?
I think that's one kind of piece of the puzzle, but I think we probably need sort of other sources of data to really understand what component the atmosphere, or how much of the how much volcanic eruptions contribute to the atmosphere. But certainly more data on the atmosphere itself can help us understand where possible places where that material could have originated from.
David, you have a question.
As we get new data about Venus from these missions and new imaging with different kinds of resolution and sharper resolution, how do you think your map might change? What do you think it would reveal mostly that you can't see because of radar imaging?
So right now, I think that the most profound change will be that we will see volcanoes that are even smaller than the ones that I was able to map. So the resolution right now, like I mentioned earlier, is about 75 meters per pixel, and that's the resolution of the data that's kind of been processed and resampled. For some of these future missions, we're looking at radar imagery that will have a resolution of about 30 meters per pixel, and in some places we'll even have 15 meters per pixel. So I think we're going to be able to resolve a lot more features that are kind of small that we don't necessarily, we just cannot see with our current data that we have, but we will be able to see. So I think we'll see a lot more small volcanoes.
Now, Earth does not have anywhere close to these number of volcanoes, and we have a pretty good idea of what Earth's core is like and the descent towards the core, its hot core that's spinning. Does Venus have similar construction, and does that explain or not explain the number of volcanoes? Does it have a bigger core that's pushing out more magma than Earth does? Was Venus put together in some different fashion?
That's sort of another really million-dollar question. We still don't know what the interior of Venus is like. So we suspect that because Venus is a similar size, mass, bulk composition, proximity to the sun, that there are a lot of similarities between our two bodies. But we don't know. We don't know yet. And, you know, a lot of the volcanism that we see on Earth is associated with plate boundaries. So, you know, if you go underwater at places where the seafloor is spreading apart at mid-ocean ridges, we see a lot of eruptive processes associated with that region. We also see volcanoes associated with hot spots, or areas where you have sort of hot material moving up through the mantle and erupting at the surface. Venus doesn't have Earth-like plate tectonics, but it's possible that what we're seeing on Venus is related to mantle upwellings, which would be similar to Earth. But again, that doesn't really answer what the interior structure looks like, but that's still something we don't know yet.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Rebecca, we're giving you an unlimited budget. All right. That's what David and I do to you wonderful scientists, especially when you're working with unknowns. What do you want to know from Venus? David Livingston is Dr. Space of The Space Show. Rebecca Hahn, she is a PhD candidate at Washington University in the Earth Planetary Sciences Department. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.